551-0225 or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Mourners in Houston paying respects to our 41st president the day after goodbyes in the nation's capital.
He encouraged and comforted, but never steered.
Former President George W. Bush at the National Cathedral. Today, his dad will be laid to rest at his library in Texas.
Another service today at 10 a.m. in Houston at St. Martin's. The eulogy delivered by former Secretary of State James Baker and the president's grandson, George P. Bush. Now, following that service, the funeral train will come here to College Station. The Navy will have a 21-jet flyover, and then, of course, a third jet in that missing man maneuver will head towards the heavens.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. The search continues after two Marine warplanes crashed during training off the Japanese coast. Two crew members found, five are still missing. This is Fox News.
makers of Monster Energy drinks, comes Monster Energy Lunch Meats. Now you can get that extra blast of unbridled energy in a deli sandwich. Bologna, prosciutto, ham, mortadella, and salami. And each slice contains 150 milligrams of caffeine and twice the sodium of other lunch meats. Monster Energy Lunch Meats. Put it in your body and ask questions later. And coming soon, Monster Energy Peanut Butter and Jelly.
No matter what street you're on when you hear this morning show, you'll know it's a miracle. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Jay Scott.
Make a buck, make a buck. Don't care what Christmas stands for. Just make a buck, make a buck.
Emily Hayes.
Here at Macy's, we get 10% off.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Rich Thomas.
Your Honor, every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the post office department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
So if the post office said it, it must be true.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Well, right now it's just two neat guys.
Wait, here's somebody.
Rich Thomas is out of town for a couple of days, just being somewhere else. Emily Hayes, I'm sure, is on the way. He just walked in. And now from a remote destination somewhere far away.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our chilly weather continues, and all eyes on an approaching storm system that will have a big effect on weekend events. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. Rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight, and a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely 50 Saturday, 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat. And then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Rich, care to share where you're vacationing?
Nah. It's a secret.
Well, the rumor around the building yesterday was that somebody set you up on a blind date.
Not a good-looking woman.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Otherwise, everything is...
Great.
Okay. He's on vacation.
What is it?
That's when you go out of town for a few days.
Sound like he's having a ball, right?
What?
What's a vacation?
I've heard of him.
I know. I remember my last vacation day. I believe it was April 6th.
1980.
This year.
Oh, this year.
Okay. Yes. And, you know, it's funny. I remember when they handed me my Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company employee handbook.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, after 5 years of employment, you're entitled to 3 weeks. And after 10 years, you're entitled to 4 weeks of vacation.
And
I've had 4 days this year.
You've covered that.
I could walk out of here right now and say, see you in January, and not miss a day.
Huh.
But everybody would miss you. That's the thing.
You wouldn't do that to us, your people.
No.
Your public.
I feel guilty enough going away for a few days at Christmas time.
Don't.
I can't help myself. I can't help myself. So, some of the stuff that I've worked hard to accumulate this morning. Interesting facts about popular Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
Little episode with Dire Straits and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but our most electrifying story is coming up right after your local news at 6:10.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Five men were arrested following a shooting in Millbrook Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say someone fired shots at a group of men standing outside a home in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say at least one person was hit in the upper arm. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is increasing security measures at its shelter on Maxwell Boulevard. The organization recently started using metal detectors on everyone who enters for lunch or dinner. Lieutenant Brian Farrington says it's an effort to keep gun violence away from the shelter. And Virginia College abruptly closed its campuses all across the southeast Wednesday, leaving students in Montgomery scrambling to find a place that will accept their credits. More information about the abrupt closing should be released later this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Before we get to the high voltage news.
Yeah.
You were downstairs earlier waiting for me to let you in.
Yes.
And it was bad.
Yes.
29 is the current temperature. 29.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're standing outside listening to the show on the app or headset or something and you're saying,
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
It's because your baguettes are now out there at a temperature that's officially below freezing.
It's cold.
All right. I looked hard for something that fit the category of electrifying. Actually, I'm a lot more excited about what Mr. Electric did at my house yesterday, including moving the stupid, the most illogically placed outlet on a house in history.
Well, now you can open the door.
I can open the door now.
That's cool.
That is a miracle. We actually opened and closed it several times just to...
Look what I can do.
Yeah. So
do
nice.
A YouTube video or anything? Or?
But there's been this thing going on between Madonna and Lady Gaga about who said what, who said in a room of 100 people, if there's one that doesn't like you and blah, 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 blah. And it's gone on way past those two, the aging shrew Madonna and the now very popular movie star, Lady Gaga. I think Madonna's jealous.
In 2018, Lady Gaga said,
there can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you.
But did she steal that quote from Madonna? Because 5 years earlier, she said,
and there's 100 people in the room and 99 people say they liked it. I only remember the one person who didn't.
But did Madonna steal that quote from Michael Jackson?
If 100 kids are in a room, at least one of them has slept over.
But did Michael Jackson steal that from Bill Clinton?
If there was 100 people in a room, I did not have sex with 50 of them.
But did Bill Clinton steal that quote from John F. Kennedy?
Ask not what 100 people think of you. Ask what that one person is doing on the grassy knoll.
But did John F. Kennedy steal that quote from Clark Gable?
Frankly, my dear, I and 100 people don't give a damn.
But did Clark Gable steal that from Abraham Lincoln?
407 people adds up to 87. Add 13 more and you get 100.
But did Abraham Lincoln steal that from Noah?
Forget 100 people. I need two of every animal and we have to get them to on a boat.
But did Noah steal that question from the Neanderthals?
100.
Who deserves credit for originating the 100 people quote? Who knows? But more importantly, who cares?
You know, we all like to say or believe we're original, but I've been very open about the fact that I've been inspired by a lot of people, and what I've done on the radio for a long time now has kind of been borrowed from, but I've never ripped anybody off directly.
Well, if it's from 100 miles away, it's research. So You're good.
There's a bumper sticker waiting to be printed. It was either that or the... I personally am not a fan of PETA because they're just a little bit over the top for me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about PETA bread.
Or PETA Pan.
PETA bread I like.
Yeah.
PETA the group now... I mean, we have so many people with nothing better to do. What was the thing yesterday they decided was...
Rudolph was...
Rudolph was bullied, but there was another one, too, that... Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's in first date rape.
Screw off.
We said. But when does it end? Who's going to end it? They don't want you to say, be the guinea pig.
Uh-huh.
They want you to say, be the test tube.
Oh.
Instead of saying, that's like beating a dead horse, use feed a fed horse. Instead of bringing home the bacon, use bringing home the bagels. Instead of saying, take the bull by the horns, says take the flower by the thorns.
Oh, Lord.
Sounds like the bull's running rampant here.
I say, instead of saying people for the ethical treatment of animals, we just call them nut jobs. Yes, really. I mean, good Lord.
They've got way too much time on their hands.
And way too much power. That's the frightening part to me. They just... there don't seem to be any breaks in place. It's 6:17. We also have interesting facts about popular Christmas songs. I'm trying to figure out how much time I have to... Let me just do the message about Mr. Electric quickly, because we had a whole laundry list of things we wanted to get done, starting with moving that outlet. I will take pictures of everything they did, but seeing that plate where the outlet used to be and seeing the new outlet on the outside where it can just be plugged in...
Made your heart swell, didn't it?
It did.
I got a swollen heart. I'm getting, you know, medication for it, but yours is different, though. It's...
My heart is, in a delicate way, let's say. At least for the time being. That was one thing we're getting the, because we want to be like Rich Thomas, you know, have the Ring doorbell. So we can see who's coming and going and take pictures, put them on the internet, and that sort of thing. We had two new fixtures installed outside, so we have more light in the front of the house, and a couple of motion-activated spotlights in areas where it's kind of dark, so we're going to feel a lot more secure. So if you're thinking about doing, you know, these things, you buy them at the store. We got these at Costco. The Ring, all the security stuff. Oh, so easy to do it yourself. Don't. Don't do it yourself. Unless you're an electrician, there's a very good chance you could destroy the product you're trying to install or damage it, and then go back and make up stories to the person you bought it from, place you bought it from. Well, you know, it arrived like this.
We were attacked by wild animals while we were working on it. Yeah.
And the gentleman that came to our house yesterday, Tom Rutter, master electrician, worked continuously and was, he was supposed to be there at 8, and I believe he was there at 10, too. So this is what you get from Mr. Electric.
So they
expertise, prompt service, and 100% well-done installs.
They sent you a picture of his smiling face so you know who was coming?
Yes, Danielle. She sends out, when you make an appointment with Mr. Electric, they send you a photo of your service technician so you know it's not fakery. And they always confirm the appointment. When they say, they don't give you a window, they give you a specific time, and that's when they show up. By the way, $250 off panel upgrades and the full house backup generating system, the Generac, through the end of December at Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. All right, we are going to go down to the traffic dungeon for our first look at the roads this morning. And then I've got the timeline today because Mr.
Incorrigible
needed the day off. So I'll do my best. I'm also your substitute teacher for the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. By the way, it's still 29 or so.
We're in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center checking out all around the city. And really, the Boulevard is doing okay right now. Troy Highway all the way to the Boulevard is doing fine, along with Vaughn Road. I checked with Tumpka Highway, 331 Troy Highway. All of it looking great right now. It's not going to stay that way long, trust me. But so far, you're looking good. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State. It's going on now through Friday. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
During the season of travel and buying gifts, AutoSave has your back. Educators and administration in Autauga and Elmore County can save on all tires and automotive services. Each of you are valued by AutoSave because of your services every day. Use your personalized discount card you received and come see us today. Merry Christmas and thanks for all you do.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
19 shopping days till Christmas, so stop decking the halls and go fight the crowds down at the mall.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lawsuits filed, the manger's gone. Don't put them up on public lawns. Simply having a secular Christmas time. No peace on earth this time of year. Just Santa's sleigh and eight reindeer. We're simply having a secular Christmas time. Decorations up all over town. If it's not PC, we'll tear them down. We're simply having a secular Christmas time. An inoffensive secular Christmas time.
I sure have been playing this this xylophone a long time.
You did a great job.
Thank you. Thank
did
you.
A great job.
No problem.
I was outside checking the temperature.
How is it out there?
It's still cold.
It's cold. 28 now, the temperature at the airport, and I got that in a text from Rich. So...
Is he at the airport?
No. But doesn't it feel empty and different here? I miss Bailey.
I've told Rich this before, but when they're not here, I'm so used to, like, I'll check behind before I roll my seat back.
I've done that, too.
But I'll, even when they're not here, even when I'm here for, like, if I'm doing someone else's show, like, guesting on somebody else's show, like Joey's in the evening, I'll always look. I did it just now before I got to throw that away. I make sure I'm not going to roll over Bailey.
You know, I did it one time, and I felt bad.
Oh, yeah. It just takes one time to hear her whimper, then...
Is he some felt?
Yeah.
All right. The timeline for December 6th. 1,673 years ago.
Wow, that was like a while back.
The real Saint Nicholas passed away.
Oh.
He secretly gave gifts to poor brides to be, and is now the patron saint of bankers and pawnbrokers.
I did not know that.
It's true. 134 years ago, 1884, the Washington Monument was completed. You'll notice that it's two different colors.
I didn't notice that.
They ran out of the original marble about halfway up. It took a long time to build, too. I think the Civil War kind of interrupted it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Isn't there a block of platinum or something at the top? The little triangle or pyramid of platinum?
The capstone?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that thing.
That, yeah.
Don Duncan put it there. He carries that brand. Capstone Tires. It's going to be a long morning, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just giving you a heads up. 77 years ago, this day, 1941, FDR appealed for peace to Emperor Hirohito of Japan. The message never got to the emperor because Tojo intercepted it. And Pearl Harbor, of course, was hit the next day.
Hmm.
This day, 1960, Gene Autry became the owner of Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Angels. He owned the team for many years, never won or got into a World Series. And then the year after the team was sold, they won it, 2002. I think he died in 2001.
Wow.
So we never got to see that happen. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Christmas classic. They'll come up with a reason to ban that now, the social justice warriors of the world. That first aired, though, on this day 54 years ago. I wish I wasn't born yet. Let's move along, shall we?
That thing's sensitive, isn't it?
1969... One of the reasons it is the year the earth stood still. 300,000 alleged fans attended Woodstock West Festival featuring Santana, Jefferson's Airplane, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, The Stones at Altamont Speedway in Livermore, California, where my nuclear physicist sister now works at the Livermore Lab.
There was a big dust-up, wasn't it?
Yeah, full-on riot, actually. Mick Jagger pled with the crowd to stop. Keith Richards even threatened to stop using heroin.
Wow.
But even that wasn't enough to get the crowd to calm down.
Is that the one where the Hell's Angels were the security?
Four people died, including a black man named Meredith Hunter. He was stabbed by one of Hell's Angels that were there to provide security. And the 1970 concert flick, Gimme Shelter, included actual footage of that. And there is a scene where you can see the knife being plunged into the... Now, it was on this day 49 years ago, again in 1969, the song Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye was number one on the charts. But I didn't have enough time to dub it in, and I can't access it through this piece of crap. Why is all this music in here if I can't get at it?
I don't know.
Why is there a wall there that prohibits me? It's there.
Tear down this wall.
I don't know.
Jay Scott, tear down that digital wall.
I do not know.
There's a good Reagan.
Thank you. So I went looking for things I could actually yank out of that system.
Nothing, right?
No, I found a couple of things. And I think I'll go with the first one here.
Okay.
Because I want to teach students that you can combine the basics, your call letters, the time of the day, the temperature outside, and a little fun into a 10-second open.
So sit up straight and pay attention.
Yeah, listen carefully. 6:31 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Let's go back to 62. Brian Hyland, seal it with a kiss, baby.
We gotta say goodbye for the summer.
Once is enough.
I'll send you all my love every day in a letter.
Yeah.
Sealed with a kiss.
God Almighty.
I was waiting for that one.
To come up with something.
That sound is wretched. Go ahead with your timeline.
Yes, ma'am. I forgot to put this in because I did prepare one little thing for this next event on the timeline because it was on this day 39 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The very first Star Trek movie premiered in D.C. It was boring as hell, but they more than made up for it in 1982 with the brilliant Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Would you agree with that?
Yes. So I believe would Rich Thomas.
No.
I believe the first one they said was more for the fans to see the ship in all three dimensions from every angle and all the nerdy stuff. And then the second one, like you said, that's when they really took off and went crazy.
I've never seen any of them.
Shame on you.
There's lots that you haven't seen. You've been a sheltered child.
Yes. I have not. I've had other things to do.
33 years ago on this day, 1985, the movie Spies Like Us hit theaters.
Seen it?
No.
Okay.
With Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd, and most of the country said,
"You guys suck."
Because it was not a big hit.
No.
It wasn't.
I still like it, though.
30 years ago, on this date, 1988, we were shocked and saddened at the death of Roy Orbison, who was in the middle of a great comeback.
With the Traveling Wilburys.
Yes.
Let me tell you how upset 3-year-old Emily was. Because we were listening to the Traveling Wilburys with my dad. Loved Roy Orbison's solo stuff, too. And he was on the cover of People magazine. And I was so distraught that I slept with that People magazine for a week. My mom couldn't take it from me.
And you swore never to see a Star Trek movie.
I've never heard a Roy Orbison song before.
You have to.
I've never heard one.
When you slept with a magazine, did you roll over it and have the, what do they call that, glossy paper stick to you? You know, because like, I've had my fall asleep reading like Sports Illustrated.
Uh-huh.
Then you roll over, and if you're just a little warm, the pages stick to your back, and then the magazine gets all torn up. I've had that happen with other magazines.
And it's like Silly Putty. You got the imprint of Roy Orbison on your back.
No, that did not happen to me. Okay. I was very sad. I even had little orange-tinted sunglasses.
All right, moving along with this fabulous timeline.
Sorry, I shared.
15 years ago in 2003, Tristan, who cares about her? 15 years ago, George Clinton was arrested in Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee?
Yeah.
What did they get him for?
Well, he told an inquisitive police officer that he had a little cocaine in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
And the officer spotted a crack pipe on the seat of the car. He pled no contest, made national news with his gorgeous mugshot, and was later sentenced to 200 hours of community service and 2 years probation.
That was a pretty awesome mugshot.
And it wasn't really made clear that he actually did the community service, because when O.J. was sentenced to community service, he had a golf tournament and raised some money. So it wasn't like he was washing dishes in a soup kitchen for the homeless.
Uh-huh.
That kind of community service.
More like self-service, I guess.
Do we all remember Peebo Bryson?
Yes.
Yeah.
In 2003, the IRS held a seized possession auction of his belongings to pay off his $1.2 million tax debt that included two Grammy Awards for Beauty and the Beast and A Whole New World.
Hmm.
And that hit that we played to freaking death if ever you're in my arm again.
I remember.
We used to have a signal when it was time to play that song. Because the way it printed up on the label, there wasn't room for the S, so it said, if ever you're in my arm. Celebrity birthdays, help me pay attention for the walk of signal here, okay?
I gotcha.
Because we are going on TV soon. Birthdays today. Johnny Manziel is 26, although he's tried very hard not to make it to that age.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is not, and I guess he's doing better. I guess he's doing okay, and I hope he is. I hope he is. Judd Apatow is 51 today. People have. Stephen Wright is 63. We should play one of his comedic bits to celebrate his birthday today. Jo Beth Williams, goddess, huh?
She was in.
I remember
the Big Chill.
Big Chill, but I think her Poltergeist would be the...
Okay.
It was the sequel to Poltergeist that was awful, because they shot it... It was a haunted chicken farm.
Haunted chicken farm?
Boo! Yes, and they called it Poltergeist. Dead or Alive is easy today. Agnes Moorehead...
She did.
She did a great episode of The Twilight Zone, too.
Yeah.
She turns up in a lot of, you know, I like to watch the 40s movies.
Phenomenal actress. Phenomenal actress.
She was part of the Mercury Theater with Orson Welles.
With Orson Welles. I know they're going to contact us here shortly. I'll tell you what, that is your timeline. And... all I can say is I did my best.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our chilly weather continues, and all eyes on an approaching storm system that will have a big effect on weekend events. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. Rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight, and a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely 50 Saturday, 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat, and then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
I say we do have time to squeeze in a quick traffic report here, so we will at 6:39.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the caffeine is starting to hit the veins, and this city is waking up. More people on the roadway right now. 65 and 85 still clear, holding its regular speeds right now. Boulevard doing good, too. My friends, drive carefully. If I'm talking about you, you're going to be having a bad day. Trust me. Harold's Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry, 25% off, and pearls, 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
It's showtime.
All right.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40. Time to talk about what we hate about the winter, because yesterday we talked about things we like about a winter, and I just couldn't relate because I do not like winter. So a new survey, maybe more my speed, talks about what we hate as winter approaches.
Yeah, it says that some of the biggest winter pains are having to scrape ice off the car windows, the heating bills. Not scraping ice off the heating bills, just the heating bills in general. And Christmas decorations and displays and stores showing up way too early.
Ryan, you've been complaining. You were
gave us a timeline about when we could start decorating.
Yes, after Thanksgiving.
All right, we're starting too soon. We want to bring in the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hi, morning. Kids.
Good morning.
How are you? Yeah, I think...
You in that studded collar.
I think one of the problems that we have with a topic like this and the weather in general is that we have short memories. Now, we have a little place. In fact, I wrote a magazine column about it. Behind our building, it's just a cement block that holds up an antenna, and it's called the Thinking Stoop. And year-round, we go down there during breaks and just sort of look out at 85, which runs behind our building, and we generate great thoughts, creative thoughts. And it wasn't that long ago... Is this boring? I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening.
You're hanging on. You got that look in your face. So he's going to say something.
I'm hanging on every word, man.
Emily fell asleep.
No, I did not. Go ahead.
Would you like a Werther's butterscotch? Would that make this more interesting for you?
Yes, people.
Ooh, those are delicious. I like those for winter.
People expect to get them from people my age, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's just, that's funny. Because that's what I said to Rich when I saw him in his office. He had a bag of Werther's. I said, boy.
Take this. Don't tell your mother. Take this.
By the way, this is Rusty Aldridge.
That and the strawberry candies.
Yeah.
The strawberry candies are good. Those are good.
Yes, I'll buy those on my own.
Yeah, they're really good.
With the juice in the center?
Oh, yeah.
I will finish this story tomorrow morning. Same time.
No, go ahead.
Now, it wasn't that long ago. I'd go out and sit down on this thinking stoop, and it was in 90-degree heat, and it was hot. I went down there this morning for a meditative break, and I came up feeling like I had two blocks of ice in the back of my pants. It was, but I remember when it was hot, saying, I can't wait till it's cold, because I'd rather deal with that than the heat.
Right.
That's actually my only complaint about the winter, is that I love the winter. Sorry, Ryan. I love the cold weather.
Me too.
So my only complaint is people who said, boy, I can't wait for this hot weather, or the same people who said, boy, I can't wait for this hot weather to go away, are the same ones who saying, boy, I can't wait for this cold weather to go away.
I don't
pick
mind,
one.
Yeah, I don't mind the cold weather. I mind the breeze, like when the wind kicks up and
wind
it just feels like it's slicing
you know,
through you.
They call me the breeze. That's
the
yeah.
What's really funny, we complain about it here. We have four seasons, but they're pretty moderate. In Florida, I worked there for 25 years, and the first time a cold front actually made it all the way down through Miami, the TV crews would be out, there's somebody wearing a sweater. Because you never saw that. It was so rare that you had to put anything other than a shirt on to be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So it was always big news. And it did snow one day, January 12, 1977. I don't know how the confluence of weather events occurred, but it created a brief snow flurry down there, and that's the only time in recorded Florida history where
all the bread and toilet paper and milk disappeared.
And it's the same thing there, you know. It's like living in a terrarium in the summer.
That'll definitely keep you warm.
So they look forward to the cooler weather when it's only in the 80s instead of the upper 90s at this time of the year. I'm a fan of the shorter days and the cooler weather.
There you go.
I want to hear the guys in the studio keep singing Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, I heard.
Heard them in the break singing Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, we hear these things.
You perform for us. We would like to.
We're waiting.
Take it away, Andrew.
No.
Andrew's got it. He's been rehearsing.
You can sing it. You just can't do more than 10 seconds, and then it's trademark.
Unfortunately, our producer just said we're out of time.
Okay.
I hate it how that happens.
Uh-huh.
But we will see you guys tomorrow morning.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, kids.
If you want to hear more from the morning show, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
That went actually pretty well.
Yeah.
What was really, and you noticed it, was the timing.
What do you mean? Our sounder going into theirs?
It's showtime and a boom. And let me just reassure you that it had nothing to do with skill. That was a complete accident.
Oh, you hush.
Yeah, I think I saw you planning that over there. Yeah.
No, seriously. I would love to see that happen again, but you never know when they're going to cut our way. So
decades of professionalism
out the window.
Hush.
Every time I show up here.
Hush.
It is 6:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. One of the, I think, I'm so tempted to go into the Griswold thing. The traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the kith and kin of friends and family. And this commercial, the thimble of the morning thumb, Christmas, actually, what could be a more enduring, more meaningful, a more special gift to yourself or a loved one than the restoration of their eyesight to 20/20? I mean, that I wish I was eligible. I went to Montgomery Eye, I think it's 5-6 years ago. It only takes a minute with a refractive surgery counselor, and it's a free appointment. You don't have to pay. They just use this very sophisticated piece of technology, and in a very few minutes, they know whether or not your vision issue is one that can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. Nobody's going to pressure you, but man, if you could have that done, if you could do away with glasses and contact lenses, open your eyes and see everything come into crystal clear focus, wouldn't you want that? Because I know I did. So there's a couple of things you can do. One, you can go to onlinemep.com, learn more about LASIK and Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin and the incredible staff and the expertise they put together over, well, since the end of World War II. That is a long-serving business, Montgomery Eye. Or make the appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. Call 271-3804. As the expertise and quality of outcome continues to improve year after year, the price continues to come down. It's affordable for most. If you need a little extra help, there's care credit for qualified customers. Again, online, MEP.com, or call 271-3804. We are going to make a quick trip back to the traffic dungeon, see what's happening as we start out the day, and then we're back with today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy at 13 before 7.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, school zones, those will be activated in, you know, just a few moments from right now. School buses starting to make their way in, so be careful there. 65 and 85 increasing, but as far as accidents go, we're still doing okay. Keep your fingers crossed on that one. Classes for real estate licensing, they begin on January 7th at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Take advantage. Sign up now. Early birds. Save $50. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the information. I'm Jerry Helm for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Setting boundaries on our gift giving will help us keep the right focus this Christmas. Many parents face a huge challenge trying to find and afford all the things their kids want for Christmas. So a simple guideline to help parents out of this dilemma has become popular on social media over the past few years. It's called the 4 Gift Rule. The idea is to buy your kids just 4 meaningful gifts. Something they want, something they need, something to wear, and something to read. Many parents who tried this last Christmas loved shopping and spending less and reported that for the most part, their kids weren't disappointed. Well, we shouldn't be surprised. In Luke 12:15, Jesus said, "Life doesn't consist in the abundance of possessions." So why don't we set some boundaries on gift giving this Christmas? Why don't we spend more time celebrating Jesus' birthday and less time buying stuff? If we do, we'll have less stress and we'll keep the right focus. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com. Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall.
Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography. First-rate customer service. Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes, be able to show the home with a short notice, allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions, promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing cost to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
With boughs of holly.
Translate and cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
It means this time of year here makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
We interrupt this cow to bring in the following woman on the phone. Listener Randall.
Good morning, good morning. This is more, I guess, for Jay. Jaylen has got some, she's been having some good little jokes here lately, and today, the one about Saved by the Bell to young Scotty over there that ate the vegetables every day, it didn't come across on the radio on our end, but it came across on the TV. I don't know if y'all heard it or not, but when she said Saved by the Bell, it didn't come through on the radio end. On my app, so I don't know. I'm on the app, but it was funny on TV. And y'all laugh, but you don't hear her on the radio, so I don't know.
So anyway,
Jaylene, and you was looking some kind of sexy yesterday morning coming in onto the show. We'll see y'all.
Did I leave and come in another show when I came back, or I missed that?
I don't know. Was he talking about Jaleah?
I think maybe he was talking about Jaleah.
Yeah.
And she does have these little quippy pun things that she does, but I think she purposely does them a little quietly. Like, she sneaks them in. Because remember the day I told you she made the meow joke? And she was proud of that.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah. Randall, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't understand most of that, but I hope that what I did, I translated correctly.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
We hear a lot of Christmas music at this time of the year. A lot of it's been around for a long time, but we don't know some of the backstories on these songs. All I Want for Christmas Is You, whether you like it or not, was written in 15 minutes, and Mariah Carey recorded it in August. Also, Faith Hill's Where Are You Christmas was written by Mariah, who was going to record it. Gave it to her instead. Her ex-husband, Tommy Mottola, gave it to Faith. When Brenda Lee made Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Did not know that. Jingle Bells goes back 150 years. I think you may have mentioned that in Random Facts one morning.
I did. I remember the...
Isn't it like a Thanksgiving song?
Yes. Jingle Bells, yes, it is. It's a Thanksgiving song. And I also did the Brenda Lee one as well, but that's going way back.
Yeah, I don't, I've never heard that.
Turd Ravens... Excuse me.
What?
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah. His friends called him Turd.
Who sang, "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch," was also the voice of who?
Tony the Tiger.
Uh-huh.
You're great, Jay.
Did I tell you about the time I played Tony the Tiger?
No, but we don't have time. Sure, it's a compelling, riveting story, but it's 6:56.
That's okay.
If you remind me after the top of the hour, we can do
it
then.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
No, we got a lot of time to kill because Mr. Adorable's not here, so... Irving Berlin wrote the song White Christmas, and guess what? He hated Elvis's version of the song so much that he tried to get it banned from the radio.
Really? Oh. My lands.
I didn't know that.
I am now fired up.
Silver Bells was originally entitled Tinkerbell, a Tinkle Bell.
What?
It was originally entitled Tinkle Bell, but the writer changed it because Tinkle also, you know, means something else.
Yeah, I guess so.
So he figured, well, you're in trouble if I keep it that name, so he switched it to Silver Bells and said... He said, "You're in trouble if you stay with..." The Chipmunk song is still the only Christmas song to ever hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Only one. "Do You Hear What I Hear" was written as a call for peace during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. I thought that song went much back.
I did too.
Much further back than that. I did not know it originated in 62 because it has such a classic feel to it. Eartha Kitt did a follow-up to Santa Baby. That'll be the next date rape accusation song. The following year called This Year's Santa Baby. Same song, different lyrics. And it flopped. Isn't that amazing? And the Roman Catholic Church condemned the 1952 song "I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus" because they thought it promoted adultery.
Like Santa's got time.
They backed off. You know, it was actually Jimmy Boyd, the kid who sang it, another 13-year-old with a Christmas hit, when he said it's actually mom kissing dad dressed as Santa.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's, like I said, not a whole lot to talk about in the cheap and trashy world today. Heather Locklear was reportedly moved from the hospital back to rehab. And let's hope that she stays there.
Did she have an episode? She did.
She's had several. Multiple. I hope that she gets the help that she needs. That's very sad.
But please, and we pray for your complete recovery, don't say anything about how you're doing until you've got at least a year, okay? At least a year. Dire Straits was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this year, but singer Mark Knopfler refused to show, denying us the band's first reunion in 20 years. He never gave a reason why. He never said anything to Dire Straits fans. Turns out he's another rock star who just hates the whole thing of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Huh.
Hmm.
Because it is, in terms of rock and roll, it's impure. There are too many non-rock and rollers.
Right.
I enjoyed going to the exhibits that they had there at the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame itself. That was, you know, it's like a rock and roll museum that you walk through. Now, the people that they put in the Hall of Fame, that's a completely different thing. But the exhibits of all the rejection letters that the Beatles got and other bands,
cool.
The guitars, the suits that